Everybody please stand. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to my faith, and to my faith, its word will hide my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands, one state, crucified, risen and coming in, with life and liberty and all the world. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all. All right. Get to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Okay. Prayer list: Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Buck, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Schrantz, Lass Keegan. Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Margaret, Dorothy Love, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luanna family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jen Ebel, Bill Gisby, Devin Fahey, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Rosa Buck, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buck, Amy Claude, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Siegman, Kim Siegman, Miss Brown, Richard Brandt, Dan Black, Sydney and Rachel Hale, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Brandy, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad and sister, Brad Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Chris Crawley, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Bill and Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Richard Dwayne Longman, Mike Cage, Gabe, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Addie, family at the daycare, Bill McKinley, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, and Willie Reinhold. Anybody got anything to take away or add to the list? Anybody got anything on their hearts tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me, and I am very happy to be here again. And I'm glad it's a new month, and I'm ready to get back on track.
Amen.
On my job.
Amen. All right.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. And I want to thank the Lord for blessing us every day. For taking care of us every day. Blessing. Every single day, I am the one that person can say, He blessed me every day. With so many things. I thank you, hands of God.
Amen. Amen.
I thank you for saving me, and I thank you for all His blessings.
Amen.
I praise you, to thank you every day, Lord, for giving your Son to die on the cross, Lord, shedding his blood that we could be saved, Lord, not have to go to hell, Lord God, and then have a relationship with you, Lord, forever and ever, to behold you in all your splendor and your glory, Lord God, to see you in all your majesty and your goodness and your love, and just all the things you've created and made and prepared for us, Lord, that city and our loved ones, Lord, we just thank you that one day this thing's going to be over with, Lord, and we're going to be with you forever, Lord, and we'll have no hindrances in this flesh, Lord God, no, nothing that caused us, Lord, to be distracted from you, Lord, our eyes will be on you, and Lord, praising you and thanking you forever and ever and ever, Lord, for you to be the only thing to look at, Lord, and we praise you that we'll see our families, Lord, and we'll all be together, Lord God, praising you and worshiping you, Lord. We just pray you'd help us down here, Lord. We need you. We need you in church, Lord, to help us and touch us and strengthen us, Lord, to keep going on another week, Lord God, another day, just to, Lord God, give us strength to not give up, not to quit, Lord, to have a desire to pray and spend time with you, Lord. We just pray you bless the service tonight, Lord. Bless the singing, Lord. Touch those on that prayer list. Lord, you know about our lost loved ones and our loved ones that are out of church, Lord God. Just letting the world, Lord God, be ahead of you, Lord. We pray that you'd help us, Lord, to put you before this world, Lord. This world would lose all its what attracts us, Lord God, that we'd just be attracted to you, Lord, and want you, Lord, to be ready to get out of this place, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're here with us and you do bring us through, Lord. Let us pray that you bless the singing tonight. Have your way. Touch the preacher, Lord. Help him. Be with us all, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Try 137 tomorrow.
130 what?
137.
137?
At the bottom, yeah.
Trust him more.
165.
Kneel at the cross, Christ will meet you there, come while he waits for you. Listen to his voice, leave with him your cares, having a life in you. Kneel at the cross, leave every care,
thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
Thank you, Him, for allowing me to be in His house tonight.
Amen.
Is that one in the power of duty? Is that word to the close of the day? I shall see the living King and His beauty when I go.
I will read, I declare.
and I try all his will to obey. Will the shame, all direction, all heaven, when we go, then I smile.
Let it
Think when I Christ though.
from Geraldine.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of songs from her.
Yep.
I always pray for her.
Amen.
And I thank God for letting me be just a little pilgrim. Can I come on and find nothing? But my Lord is everything to me.
Amen. Bless you.
Everybody fellowship.
Okay.
We're going to be in the book of 2 Thessalonians,
chapter number 3. Think of Thessalonians 3 and 1. Preacher, I have a prayer for us.
Lord, we just thank you for your precious word, Lord. Thank you for your spirit, Lord. We need you to move in our hearts, Lord, to help us, just to touch us, Lord, and just reveal the same to us, Lord. We pray you just help the preacher to touch and use you, help his mind, you and all you have for us, Lord. We pray we receive it for Jesus' sake.
You may be seated. Verse 1, it says, finally, brethren, pray for us. Paul wants some prayer here.
Yeah.
That the word of the Lord may be free course and be glorified even as it is with you. And you know, he's wanting prayer, but you know, he's asking here that the Lord, you know, the Lord's word be free course and glorified. And, you know, that's what we need tonight is to, you know, for the Lord's word to be free.
Amen.
And for to, you know, to be, you know, glorified, uplifted.
Amen.
And that we may deliver from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Now, you know, not every man's faithful. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I want to be faithful. I try to be faithful.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like everything else that man does. We fall short of the glory of God. You know, trying to be faithful, trying to, you know, be faithful to one another, to God, to our family. You know, everything that we do, we try to be faithful to it. But we do fall short of that faith.
Yeah.
And we see in verse number 3 is where the title comes from tonight. But the Lord is faithful. Now, even though it's found impossible for us to be totally faithful, it is impossible for God not to be faithful.
Amen.
I mean, He is faithful. He cannot be unfaithful.
Amen.
Ever. It's impossible.
Yep.
He don't have that problem that we have.
Amen.
Of being able to really want to do something and to be faithful to it. But, you know, sometimes life gets in the way. Or something will get in the way. That you can't be there maybe for somebody when you want to be.
Yeah.
Or you're trying to be faithful to everybody and can't get to everybody at the same time.
Yeah. No.
You know? But the Lord can handle, you know, He can be taking care of what I need and you need all at the same time, even though it's all different.
Yes.
He's faithful with it. Now, you know, right now I'm living in an imperfect body, in an imperfect world, with people like me that is imperfect.
Yep.
That's living in an imperfect world.
Yeah.
And being imperfect, mm-hmm. You can't always get it right. But God is perfect.
Amen.
He's perfect when He's here on this imperfect world.
Amen.
He is perfect when wherever He's at, He is perfect.
Amen.
And everything and faithful.
Amen.
But you know, one of these days, I'm not always going to live in this imperfect world.
Amen.
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 I'm not always going to be in this unperfect body.
Amen.
This thing's going to be changed in the moment and twinkle of an eye.
Amen.
It's going to be perfect as unto the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
You know, I've got something to look forward to tonight, church.
Amen.
I have got something to look forward to.
Amen.
Because one of these days I'm going to get that new Bible.
Amen.
That's going to be perfect.
Yep.
That's going to be faithful.
Amen.
It's going to be trustworthy.
Yep. Amen.
It's going to be able to do what it sets out to do.
Yep.
And it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. But right now, it just ain't today. But it could be tomorrow.
Amen.
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 So we, us little unperfect beings in our little unperfect bodies in their unperfect world, we have got something to look to.
Amen.
Being perfect.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Sins.
Yes.
Right now, my sins only are being covered. They're forgiven. I still live in a body that is sinful. It still falls short of the glory of God.
Yes.
But all that's going to change one of these days.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to that day.
Amen.
When I'm there with Him in glory, living in my perfect body, mm-hmm. Not having to worry about looking over my shoulder and finding out where the devil's at. What He's fixing to trap, what kind of trap He's fixing to set for me.
Yeah.
And I got this assurance that this is going to happen because my Lord and Savior is faithful in what He says. He said that He would come back, He would get me, and He would put me in a perfect body.
Yep. Amen.
And I know He ain't lying to me.
Amen. Amen.
But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Now, how do you like that? Now, even though we're in this perfect, unperfect little body, He is watching over us. Mm-hmm. He is keeping you from evil.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In other words, He's protecting you from the devil.
Yes.
And I'm glad tonight that He is.
Yes.
Because, you know, I read in the Word of God where Jesus told Peter, the devil would like to sift you as wheat.
Yep.
The devil would like to take his big toe and just crush us.
Yep.
Most of the devil wants us to die and go to hell.
Yep.
But the Lord is watching over us. He's establishing our goings.
Amen.
He's helping us from day to day through the Holy Spirit of God to try to lead us away from the temptations of the devil.
Yes.
To try to lead us from his snares and traps.
Yes.
He's watching over us, children. He's watching over us. Now, sometimes we get in the way.
Yep.
And we don't listen. And we fall into one of those traps, but you know what? He's there to lift us up.
Amen.
Brush us off. Wipe the tears from our eyes.
Amen.
And send us on our way again.
Yep.
You know, I remember many a times we lived over our Newton at close to the school bus, right behind the school bus garage over there. That was a little section of road. We'd ride in bicycles down through there, and at the end of it, it was paved gravel road, but down at the end, it was always gravel. And we'd slide them backs around. Well, next thing you know, one of us has got our knees skint, and there's Mama out there picking us up, dusting us off, and putting a little mature comb on him, cutting some bruises, and sending us on our way. You know, we think that, you know, if God really loved us, He'd take us out of this unperfect world. You know, Mom and Dad get put the bicycle in the garage and say, no. Look, you can't do that. You're going to get hurt.
No.
They just let us go on. And then the next time it happened, come out the bottom of the cure column.
Yep.
It started all over again. You know, God loves us enough to let us choose.
Amen.
He loved us enough to let us choose.
Amen.
That He is faithful in.
Amen.
And we have the confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord directed your hearts into the love of God and into the patience waiting for Christ. Folks, we look at that patience word as a bad word.
What bad word?
Patience is, patience is a hard thing. Waiting. You don't like to wait on anything, do you?
Kind of.
Well, you know, that's the way mankind is. We don't like to be patient and wait for things.
Yeah.
But here it says, you know, the Lord directed our hearts into the love of God and into the patience waiting for Christ. We're patiently waiting for Christ to come back and get us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
We're patiently waiting for Him to come and take us out of this world.
Amen.
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 The thought kind of changes here a little bit now. It says, now we command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we draw yourselves from every brethren that walketh in disorder, believe, and not after the traditional traditions which ye have received of us. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us. For we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. And folks, I think kind of what Paul's trying to tell us here is, you know, to be cautious of how we act as Christians.
Yeah.
You know, as Christians, there are certain ways that we need to present ourselves. We need to present ourselves as Christians.
Yes.
And walk as Christians. Even though we're in these imperfect bodies, and, you know, we struggle from day to day, you know, fighting this flesh and the things that it wants. We need to act like God's children.
Amen.
Now, can we do that totally every day and do it perfectly? No, because we're not perfect.
Amen.
You know, the only one that I've ever read about or heard about that's ever been able to go through this life and do it perfectly was Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
And they tried every way they could to find fault in what he done.
Yep.
They couldn't find fault in it.
Amen.
You know, they could make up things. You know, it's like we was reading this morning about that, you know, that blind man. You know, there he was blind. They tried to fault Jesus because he gave him his sight on the Sabbath day. They tried to fault him because he did give him his sight. Only God can do that.
Yep.
Well, God did.
Yep. Amen.
But you know, we need, you know, as much as we can. Now, I'm not up there preaching, you know, we're supposed to be perfect angels, because we're not.
Amen.
But we need to strive to do good each and every day. To love and to care and to have compassion on people.
Yep. Amen.
And in itself, sometimes that's hard. Yep. You know, there's some people it's just hard to love.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But God loves them. He's willing to forgive them if they ask.
Amen.
Do you know, there's, you know, there's just certain things about the Lord. His care is, his, you know, the things that he does, the person that he is, so to speak, the characteristics, the personality that he's got, I want to be a person who is loving and caring.
Yeah.
I want to be a person who is forgiving and willing to help someone in the time of need.
Yes.
To be a shoulder for someone to cry on when they need it. But be the strength when they need strength.
Yeah.
You know, I look at my earthly dad and see things in him that I see in myself today. Stuff that I got from him. And I'm going to tell you something tonight, church. There's things that our Lord and Savior has got that I want.
Amen.
I want to be like him.
Amen.
Now you tell me something, the church. Is that vain of me to want to be like Jesus?
No.
I know I can't be him.
No.
And money what I'm saying. I want some of the sweet love that he has to be able to share with others. Compassion. To be able to bring peace in someone's life in time of tragedy.
Yep.
To be that person who cares. Them things that I see in the Lord that I would love to be. Self gets in the way a lot.
Yeah.
It's old flesh, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't the old flesh that's wanting that stuff, it's the man that's on the inside that wants it.
Amen.
The man that's on the inside that is saved, that knows the Lord.
Amen.
And wants to be like him.
Yeah.
Oh, this old flesh wants to be like the world.
Yeah.
But I want to be like him. And you know, and I think that's kind of what Paul wants to be, is like him. Now, I know I can't save nobody.
No.
I can't, you know, just walk up and lay my hands on somebody and then be healed.
No.
I know that. Mm-hmm. But I can pray for them.
Amen.
I can pray that God heals them. I can pray that God saves them.
Yes.
But it ain't me doing it, it's him.
Amen.
And because I have that desire to want them to be saved or healed or whatever the thing may be, to me that's the love of Christ.
Yes.
Because Christ wants them things. He wants everyone to be saved.
Oh, yeah.
He wants everybody to be good, I mean, well.
Yes.
Tonight, I want to ask you, do you have a desire in your heart to be like Jesus?
Amen.
To have that love and compassion like he's got.
Amen.
Amen. I do. I want it. And you know, the word of the Lord says, if you pray for the desires of your heart, and those desires will glorify the Father, he will give them to us.
Yep.
I think it would glorify the Father tonight if I had that love.
Amen.
Like Jesus is God.
Yes.
I mean, you look. They had him hanging on the cross. Crucifying him. And what was he doing?
No.
Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do.
Yes.
He was asking mercy for them.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Does anybody got anything on their heart tonight?
Yeah, it's good to be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
And Jamie, pray for us.
Good.
Tristan and Rusty just ate breakfast snow.
I know.